Say your name.
James Burke, B-U-R-K-E.
And what unit were you in?
299th Combat Engineer Battalion.
And which company?
B Company.
And which platoon?
Second.
Okay, and who was your platoon leader?
My platoon leader. I'm sorry, I can't remember his name.
Your squad leader?
Staff sergeant. I was a corporal, assistant corps. I was assistant squad leader.
Okay.
And my squad leader was named Triano.
Okay. Okay. And you were gonna you came in on D-Day.
That's right. The 299th Battalion was trained down in Florida in the naval base with demolitions. We already knew demolition, but we learned how to do the invasion. And when it came on, two companies went into Omaha,
okay.
And one went to Utah. Yes, and I was fortunate enough to be on one in Utah.
Every day I ask you for that.
And
don't
we
I?
Suffered
yeah, well,
maybe 10 KIAs.
Right here.
The other guy suffered something like 65.
Wow.
And 165 coming wounded. We were just about destroyed. For a battalion, you lose fire two companies. It's pretty tough. But then we were doing regular work, repairing bridges, roads. We expanded the width of the roads in France because they were too narrow and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Until we got up into Belgium and Luxembourg. And I don't know if anybody knows it, but the First Army was planning to build barracks for the winter. So that the front line soldiers could come back and have a decent, they did give them a chance to come back, but they gave them a nice place to have R&R.
Where were those going to be at?
They were going to be in Belgium, not too far from, a little bit west of Bastogne. But I don't know exactly where, but so we were all separated. I was operating a sawmill in Luxembourg for about 6 weeks just prior to the bulge.
Mm-hmm.
And we were shipping lumber like you couldn't believe. And I don't know where it was all going into stockpiles someplace. And we were scattered, like our battalion was scattered all over Luxembourg. And there were probably five or six other combat engineer battalions doing the same thing. So, and that was with, so we were under the First Army and the 8th Corps, which was in charge of that area. And that's what. And when the bulge hit, about all they had was all these engineer companies, or battalions really, to defend for them. And we all took up positions and started loading up bridges, highways with demolitions, and getting ready for if we were attacked.
When the bulge started, where exactly were you at?
I was laying in bed, having just finished my midnight thing. My midnight duty at the sawmill,
mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I think around 5 in the morning, we were wakened up and said, get the heck out of here, we're going back. And we saw all this light stuff going on in the distance.
Where were you at? What town, though?
I was in a little town called Martelange. And our sawmill was up the road in a little town called Beacon. Beeville, I think, or something. It was about a mile. We used to walk back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a pretty good a good time for about 6 weeks with the locals, and eating well and having fun, drinking.
Sawing up Roland Gall's trees.
Yeah. But we had, some of our company was cutting trees, some were hauling them, and they were taking them to the sawmills, and we were cutting them up. Two different shifts. We worked something like 20 hours a day at that. My sergeant had the day, the early shift, and I had the second one. And then when we left, they put us right in our trucks and took us back to Belgium, and where the headquarters was, I guess, or where our headquarters was, or maybe our CP or whatever mm-hmm. it was. So we went back there, and I guess the next morning. Yeah, we were only there about a few hours, and all of a sudden we took off and started taking stuff down, loading bridges up with demolitions. And our squad had a small place, but altogether, I think the 299th had two company two companies working and one was in reserve. And we did somewhere around 30 or 40 bridges in a row.
Wow.
All across the
you guys are moving a lot.
Well, it's a lot of guys, you know. You get 12 guys at each one.
Mm-hmm.
And jackhammers and sometimes hand thing. And so we loaded these bridges up, and then all we had to do was sit and wait. From the 17th, 18th, 19th, 21st, they started coming. And we gradually blew bridges. And where my company was, we had a bridge in Martelange. We had several bridges right around Martelange. And they were, it's about 20 kilometers below Bastogne,
mm-hmm,
on the main road. And we gradually, one at a time, we blew those and then retired back to where our headquarters, I can't remember where we were now. We're back to our CP. I barely got back into bed in the middle of the night, laying down in the ground, and he said, wait a minute, get up, you're going back again. So he sent two odd squads back to take over to retake the town.
The Marmalange?
Martelange, yeah.
Martelange?
Mm-hmm. And the bridges were out. So we moved in there. In the meantime, the Germans had moved in. It was a tank battalion. No, they didn't have tanks. They didn't have tanks. They had assault guns.
Mm-hmm.
And infantry. And the infantry had a lot of assault guns, I guess.
So two squads of engineers are going to take this town back from
25.
That?
Yeah. And what we didn't know was the Germans were so clever. They'd already crossed with their, vehicles. See, my memory's gone now, but, you know, we always had people who went out first with the infantry looking and stuff. And they had small vehicles. They crossed. They were able to cross bridges already, or bridges never blown.
Mm-hmm.
Tanks couldn't, but they got out there. And they hid in the woods, and we went right by them, I guess, during the night. Woke up the next morning to take that town, and we were just getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
The assault guns were taking down the buildings one at a time. From the roof down, they kept blowing, and we went up down to the stable with some cows, and they were reaching in the window and shooting at the cows, hitting the cows. We weren't getting hurt. And finally, my captain said to me, take this handkerchief, go to the window and say, comrade. I said, oh, geez, that's a good idea. I could have got killed.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, the kid on the other side said, oh, comrade, come and see. So I called out the window. And everybody else followed me. We were captured.
Oh, man.
But it was something, you know. I guess when you're a young kid, you don't think too much about it. But I don't think I was afraid. I was cold, hungry. And I thought, well, this would be okay.
Yeah.
But it turned out it wasn't a lot of fun.
Where did they take you?
Well, they took us. They put us overnight in that town, and then we got on and walked all the way to Limburg, Germany.
Wow.
I've forgotten the numbers now, but